Local Levitation Podcast is recorded in Denver, Colorado, and all the participants are over the age of 21. Welcome to Local Levitation Podcast. I have the honor and privilege today to have Phil Buck here from Nematode Records.
What up?
We got his project we're going to be checking out today, The Shadow People. All right, we got all kinds of cool stuff here that he's been working on. And as usual, we do have some good ganja to check out, test out today. We are going to be sampling some stuff from the farm. Without further ado, let's get started here. Phil, give us a little bit of history of, how you came about doing the Shadow People thing, some Nematode history.
For sure. Well, talking about Nematode, it goes back to, the first band on Nematode was Fresh Hats Type Beats. It goes back to a band that the homies are in most of these bands on Nematode, like those Shadow People, the Biz. It was all the same dudes with, a little
okay,
bit
so
of
that predates the Biz even, was... Fresh Hats was
yeah.
Like,
Fresh
okay,
Hats,
really?
Like,
I didn't know that. That's
it
cool
was
kind
of like a studio project, a lot like those Shadow People. It was. It actually happened because Tim Santos.
Right.
We both used to live in Tennessee.
Okay.
And in the Nashville area, and he was getting ready to move out here to Denver, and he was coming to stay with me and my other homie Zach, who was also part of Fresh Hats Type Beats and those Shadow
People.
Yeah,
had that Nashville musical roots there.
Yeah, it's all in the family. And he was getting ready to move. Like, him and his girl Natalie were, just headed out west. I don't really even know if they knew they were going to settle in Denver, but they were leaving. And so we just kind of, crunch time, music crunch time, and just, started making a bunch of music together. Because we're like, Tim's going to leave. We need to make music. So we made music. Right. We came out with, 8 songs. We didn't really have any plan for it, but we put it out on the internet. And this was before, Bandcamp or any, good websites. So we put it on archive.org.
If
you guys know art, it's, all kinds of shit. Long story short, that project got enough attention that we kept doing it until, we reached our fourth album as Fresh Hats Type Beats. And we're we've just been doing digital stuff all this time, giving it away for free. Like, we really want to do something, physical again, and we don't want to make CDs.
Okay, so that vinyl release was actually the fifth release, or the fourth?
It came from our fourth album, but they were all digital, single one was just coming out through the internet, through archive.org, then Bandcamp, and then whatever site was hip at the time, SoundCloud eventually, and that was the fourth album from that band, but it became the first record from Nematode Records, because that Nematode Records did not exist during that fourth record, until we're like, dude, let's make some vinyl, that'll be so tight. So we picked our first vinyl we picked from that album. It's actually I think it's 11 songs that came out on that album, but we just picked the two best and did a single and a B-side, which was Course Clear. That's what the record's called.
Okay.
And on the backside was Cornbread.
And I bought that one when it came out, and it was great to listen to on vinyl. I recommend anybody, if you find that one, it's a great one just to put the headphones on and, space out too. And speaking of, let's space out for a minute to this pokey here.
Nice.
Yeah, this is a indica dominant. It's a pokey. I think it's actually a CBD dominant too. So we'll start off this and we'll bring ourselves back up with the sativa.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the pokey strand over from the farm. It has a counterpart called gummy, which is actually a real nice.
I wonder why it's called pokey.
I think they were playing off the gummy things as a gummy.
Oh, right. Of course. That makes sense.
Yeah, it can taste like a CBD strand. Not a lot of flavor, not a lot of tang, but I'm sure the effects will come on in time.
Yeah. I like it. It's smooth.
It's
which
smooth,
is nice.
Smooth, yeah. I like it.
Not harsh at all.
Okay, so back to the how we got to the Shadow.
So we put out the Course Clear Fresh Hat Side Beats record. It was great. We're like, oh, this is awesome. We got to keep doing this. And so, you know, we spoke for just a minute about The Biz. That was the band that Tim and I, like, when we moved, well, he moved, then I moved to Denver from Tennessee. Shortly after they moved, my now wife and I moved to Denver, like, maybe 6-8 months after them, because we were, like, inspired. We were like, dude, we got to go to Denver.
Right.
So we got up, we moved to Denver, and Tim and I had been collaborating on the internet, just, you know, bouncing tracks off of each
other.
And
you were still in Nashville, and he had already come to got a job in Denver, right?
And we just kept trading tracks, and so when we were both here in town, we're like, well, let's just continue that, and we started The Biz. The reason that's relevant at all is because we also started to make other songs that didn't quite fit in The Biz sound. Like, The Biz was very, like, upbeat, like, heavy beats and fast and, you know, just mainly electronic sound.
You guys were going a little more electronic, where the Fresh Hats has this little more kind of jazzy sound, like a little more organic.
And
like
more tones. Samples.
Yeah, right.
Or at least, you know, more recognizable samples. So, yeah, The Biz was definitely more.
And you guys were doing live shows with The Biz. Like, yeah. You guys were going out and bringing your computers on stage. I remember those days. Like, it was before, like, even laptops really had the capabilities to push it all. So these guys would be up there with, like, their decks and all that, you know.
Well, Tim luckily had a laptop.
Cool. Like, they made
I was
it
rocking
work.
The desktop.
The desktop, right.
On the stage.
But hey, you had to do what you had to do. I mean, technology's finally catching up, you know, so
yeah,
that was just part of it, right?
Yeah, now I just so everybody knows, I do have a laptop, but I don't have a band anymore to play on stage with it. But yeah, the point of all that is just that we made music that was both upbeat in The Biz, and then we made music that was a little more emotional, a little more down-tempo, a little more ethereal, which became those Shadow People. You know, we didn't really know what to do with it, but it came straight from that first song that we put out on the first record, which we have right here, since we got some video going.
This is right on, yeah.
You Open go. Your Eyes. So that pretty much, the lyrics on that song pretty much inspired the whole thing. It was like Tim had this guitar, and he had like a David Bowie sample going. It was like really smooth. And I was sitting there, and I just wrote some lyrics. I'm like, hey, let me try this out. And half the lyrics were about, you know, hiding behind the shadows of the sun and, you know, all this stuff about alter egos.
I love the track. It's such a great track, man. And it's kind of a timeless track, too. I mean, it really, it doesn't sound like it was written in this time, you know. It sounds it was written, you know, like back in the 60s or 70s, man. It has that, like, feel for it. And the lyrics are like that, too. So, yeah, can you talk on that? Like, who was singing on that one, man? You
guys had a few vocalists. I am singing on Open Your Eyes, as far as, like, the verses and then the chorus.
And there's, like, an MC track on there, too, right?
Yeah, actually, there's MCs on both of those tracks, which I'm glad you brought it up, because it'll be interesting when we talk about the next one. It's quite a change, but to stay on the point here, Open Your Eyes has got myself. It's got our good buddy Nick Monks, who I believe you know. I think Tim Santos is doing backup vocals on Open Your Eyes. And like really like a ton of people on the whole album or the whole release here. There's like probably 8 different singers in the mix. It just, you know, it just kept going out. We'd give people a chance to
The vocals sound great. You know what? I think we should check out this song right now.
All right.
That's what we should do.
The original?
Yep. And then we'll come back. All right. Sweet. Bam.
Open your eyes. It's all the same around the world, streets flooded with poison. Hollow screens, broken dreams, the air we breathe and choke you. Violence or die, which one would you choose? Social class is down, what you don't own. I've flown across oceans and walked through stacks of buildings. From small town living to the big city spinning. Pimping, it's all the same. Life goes on, whether the sun shines or the clouds rain. Pain and happiness lies in the waste each and every day. New beginning, old trade, makes sense to get crushed to dust. If one don't get you, then the next one will. Sex, money, guns, and lust can make this hike a turn back. What Jimmy think with your big head and not your little one? Assume nothing. In this world, it's full of hatred. Stab you in the back while they smile in your face.
Open your eyes.
Alright guys, we're back. That was an awesome track, and I recommend everybody, if you can, go find this one. That's a good thing to bring up. Where can people go to find your music?
If they want to buy records from us, then I would recommend going directly to our website, nematoderecords.com. Maybe I can help by showing that name. Let's see if it's on. Yeah, there you go. Oh, you can't see it. Can't. Nematode Records. It's right up there.
Yeah, we don't have any lighting in here. This is a dark room.
Or even easier, you can go to nmtd.co. So, yeah, that's the lighting's probably not going to help that one either. But, yeah, that's the short version, nmtd.co.
I'll put it up on the video so everybody
all our records are available there. All of our music. On the
website.
Everything.
Everybody will know how to get there. Because I totally recommend. If you listening to vinyl, you know, this is definitely one of those bands you need to check out. I mean, it's just one of those, put your headphones on or put it on one of your big systems, man. They just has so many dynamics. It's not mixed like a modern album, man. It's mixed to be on vinyl. So I just got to say that, too. I mean, working here at Mestizo Park, I do a lot of audio engineering, and I have to say that these albums are mixed very well, and they sound like they need to be on vinyl, man. So, props on that.
Thanks.
So, here we go. Let's go for our next strand here from The Farm. This one's Kim's Sister. It's obviously Kim Dog, but it's kind of one of those underlooked strands, you know, that may not be that popular yet. So that's why I picked it, because it's a really tasty one, but, you know, it might be kind of overlooked just because, you know, it's not really one of those popular names yet. But here, you want to give it
a... You got greens for me?
You got greens for me, because this one's probably going to be a little more tasty. I'm pretty sure this is on more on the sativa side, obviously, because it's on the Cam Dog.
Yeah. I did get a little bit of taste in that one. It definitely hit me right around here, so I can taste that. And that's a sativa this time around? Alright. I get weird on sativa sometimes,
good,
so you guys know.
A little more goofy high.
Yeah, a little more stuck in my own head.
Right
now. Talking to myself.
Okay, so going on with nematodes. So, yeah, what's a little bit more history? So we went from Fresh Hat Site Beach. We went through the biz. And so, yeah, we just checked out one of those Shadow People tracks.
Yeah, so the Shadow People kind of came out of nowhere. It was like, what are we going to do with this music? We made it. It was great. This was the most successful release we've done so far. It's pretty much sold out. Like, if you want to buy one, I think there's like 8 or something left.
I bought one as soon as it came out.
So yes,
I've been enjoying it for it's on the top of my vinyl collection, and I listen to it frequently. Yeah.
And then I'm glad you're talking about the Fresh Hats Type Beats to the Biz to the Shadow People, because then it was finally like, well, the Biz is one of our only bands that is actually a band. Like,
right. You know, that's the only one I've actually seen you guys.
Yeah, that was the only one that performed, and so we were like, well, we got to get our stuff together and make a record for the Biz. So that was the next one. It's super tight. It's a Coke bottle clear vinyl.
Oh, right.
Still 7-inch, so it's pretty short. It's pretty spacey, psychedelic electronic blend there. And, you know, that was a lot of fun, but the Biz actually broke up not too long after that record came out. You know, people change, go different ways.
Right.
So then, you know, our...
Which I was bummed about, man, because I enjoy jamming with you guys.
naturally, we're bummed too, but, you know, we're... Most of us are still homies.
Yeah, things move on, and you got to move on to the next project, so it's cool that... And obviously, hey, man... This is what's come out of it. All this cool stuff.
Yeah, this has actually been my focus since the Biz is not a band. I've pretty much put all my creative energy into this.
Right.
So that's where we are today. Like, but before that, we did put out another Fresh Hats Type Beats. It's out there as well. Actually, just went on Spotify like this week, so you can check
really?
Out.
Oh, really? Cool.
It's called A Symbol. Was the last thing we did with Fresh Hats Type Beats, and that's on vinyl.
Nice.
But to change it up this time around, we're doing it all digitally because it's so much work to put together both a musical release and a comic book release.
Right.
That it's been 2.5 years since anything came out for those Shadow People. So we opted to do this digital this time,
right,
only because we wanted to get something out to our fans. Like, people that, if you're still loyal, thank you so much. We know it's been 2.5 years. Like, but that's why we're putting this out right now as soon as we could as a digital thing. But we did make like a ton of physical little prizes for you guys to kind of make up for the fact that it's not vinyl this time. But
well, plus you've given us the opportunity to watch you grow, like this whole like helping, you know, help fund the work, and then we get a little bit, you know, of what's going on, get a page or two, a page there, you know, get a little sample of the music, like that's part of this whole new, you know, social media thing that's really cool about watching the artist develop, and it's something new that we, you know, you kind of get to go along for the ride, you know, and so that's something I've really been enjoying doing, man. And you've allowed the fans to be a part of it, so very cool. Yeah,
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you supporting us big time, because like you're talking about, we just started doing this this site called Patreon, which
right.
has been a big help. You know, people are donating money just to help us make these comics, which is great, because we'll have the next one, which I'm not going to even touch on because I haven't told y'all about the one that's about to come out. But, you know, we can make it much faster now. So 2.5 years, that's probably not going to be the interval for the next one.
So, but you're going to keep the themes, right? So it's always going to be a music release with the comic, right?
You got
Is that
it.
How it's going to be?
It's always
going to
be a package.
Right.
This time around, we actually did print up the comic because it's way faster and easier to print comics than it is to press vinyl.
Yeah, that looks great.
So, you know, we got a comic, a physical comic. That's going to be one of the prizes. So I guess I should just talk about, you know, what I'm talking about. The next release for those Shadow People is Mission Accomplished EP. That's the musical release, and it's going to come with this Zero Issue. Zero Issue is kind of a... I think you have to read comic books a lot to ever hear that. You know, it's basically like going sideways as far as like chronology. It's not going forward in time. It's not going backwards. It's kind of like exploring some stuff
right
over here next to the story that you've just been reading. So if you check out the new one, it's going to tell you some stories about the bad guys, the good guys, the Shadow Realm, the World of Delight, which is our world. All that's packed into just a few pages. But the reason it is four or five pages this time, I'd just like to tell you, is because each page is actually kind of based off each song.
Okay,
so when you listen to Lines in the Sand, which is the first song, it actually, there are connections there. You know, when this is the first page of the comic, this song connects to this page, and so forth and so on. Mission Accomplished is right here. It connects to this page, and then you get the idea. There's only four real songs, and then we actually got four remixes for this, too, just to, like, fatten it up. So when you pick it up, you'll get four new songs and then four remixes from some of our homies and a comic book.
That's awesome. So can we check out one of those tracks now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's check out one off the new one. Mission Accomplished. Alright, welcome back. So yeah, we were just checking out that track, Lines in the Sand. That was great. So yeah, here we are back with the experimental strain. I got these guys to give me a something experimental. There's not even a name for it, but I figured since we have the Shadow People here, we would do a Shadow strain. Secret thing, not even on the market, but it is an experiment from a commercial dispensary. So this is actually, it's a flow. Right, that was the original strand. Triangle. Alright, so that's all the strands that came to make this particular phenotype. And yeah, we'll give it a shot. I have no idea what this is going to taste like. There's no name for it, so maybe you guys can put in the comments a new name for this strand. You probably do a better job at naming it than how I am.
Yes, but how does it taste?
Coming down the line with those guys, I'll try to have them on the show pretty soon, because I know they have a lot of secret strands that are coming out. They have some other crazy information that, you know, is a little premature for me to bring on the show to mention it. So, but anyway, I figured we would sample some of their weed today, you know, and give them a shot. But anyway, yeah, let's keep it going. So yeah, let's wrap it up. What else? What's next? So we've got a release date here for this next one. Mission accomplished. So what can we expect from that? Few months, man, because you've got some cool things coming. You probably should hit on it.
Yeah, there's a lot in the works. You guys just got the advance list in there because the song isn't even out yet. It comes out with a Mission Accomplished EP on April 28th, so it's like almost 2 weeks away. Or I guess when we're listening, it'll be like about a week away. Sorry.
All right. Because we're gonna release this on 420. So for everybody out there,
so yeah, just like a week and a day. And what'll be happening is you can go to our websites and you can get this package, which is the digital music, which is a 4-song EP with 4 official remixes. The comic in digital form, you'll get a PDF of this guy. And if you want to donate, we're going to have that option. It'll be a name your own price.
Okay.
So name your own price can be $0 if you just want to cop it for free. We understand if you're broke or just can't afford it. If you like it and you want to donate some money, that's what all this special stuff is for. We got these 5 packs of playing cards. We got these 3 packs of buttons. And we got the printed comics. So if anybody wants to donate at least $5 or more, we will send you all that stuff for free.
And then when you do that, when you go online, then you can see and play the comic, you know, online. So you can see the page and play the track. And it's a great experience. I recommend everybody just do it that way, because it's so fun to do it that way. You get to, you know, just hear it, see it, you know, blow it up on your screen, and just dive into the song and the art. So, so yeah. And then he's got these cool things for sale too. He's pixelated all the characters from the Shadow People and done these awesome pixelated characters that are, yeah, these are really cool.
Yeah, I love to make these little perler bee guys. I just started doing it for the fun of it because I never did it as a kid.
Right.
And I'd see them online and I'm like, I gotta do that. And
I did it as a kid, but never like this.
See, I never had to do it as a kid. I'm right. Like a little deprived.
But yeah, you made up for it with
as
this.
As a 30-year-old man, I started making these things again. Yeah, these are great. These are just the characters. Like, this is Lady Gold Glove. This is Heavy
awesome,
Duty.
Yeah.
I got some smaller ones, some bigger ones. So that'll be
these
part of
great,
the whole
man.
Happenings. We also have, now that I think about it, we are going to have some phone cases. So Android devices, iPhones. You can get some of this excellent art that we made. Just kind of promotional art at the time, but it was so good when it came out that it works for a lot of other stuff like
I'm getting one for my phone in just like a couple days. It should show up. It looks really nice.
And then you've got a Comic-Con thing coming up too, right?
You're right. Thanks for mentioning that. We're going to be at the Denver Comic-Con, which is, let's see, the end of May. I think it's like the 23rd. I may be mistaken. But yeah, just right one of those last weekends in May, we're going to be there in Artist Alley, set up, just showing our stuff, meeting people.
Awesome, man.
A lot of cheap stuff, a lot of free stuff, you know, some expensive stuff. But come check us out if you're there. We'd love to say hello and talk. And
yeah, definitely.
Show you. We'll have some of the newer stuff too. Like I haven't really talked about it, but we do have Those Shadow People issue 2 in the works right now, which means there is even more music in the works as well.
All
right,
cool.
And we may have some previews for you at Comic-Con if you stop by.
All right, so there's more to come.
More to come before
the year is up.
Maybe. I hope to hit it before the end of the year, maybe next year, but we'll see what happens.
Sounds great, man. Well, do you have a track to take us out with?
Yeah, I think we should hit the last track on the album. It's really fun. It's called Chromium. And if you guys don't mind, I just want to show you real quick how it relates to the comic. I told you about this before. Right. But if you look at the last page, the last two pages of the comic, we got Sarah Saber from the first comic, right? She's hiding out with her dad, and her dad has made this chromium suit. So the song and the comics do, you know, there's something going on there. So interpret it how you will, but enjoy Chromium.
Right, the Chromium. All right, y'all. This has been Local Levitation. We'll see you guys next time.
Cheers.